Hello?
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
It was me, Georgia Williams.
All right, Ms. Williams, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Well, I was signed up for my unemployment, but they denied me from July the 12th that I was off from work. But they denied me everything. The lady at the employment office, she said that she don't see anywhere where I have been signing up. She only see 1 week that I had signed up. And that's all the rest of the time, she don't see anything about I had been signing up and I had been calling in every week. And she told me, I asked her, could I re-sign up? She said, no, she just told me the best thing for me to do is just re-sign up again. Just re-sign up. So that's why I'm calling you to re-sign up again.
All right, what's your social?
It's 428-88-9142. 9142.
That's 428-88-9142. All right, Ms. Williams, verify your mother's maiden name.
Melvin.
And your driver's license number, please, ma'am.
Oh, let's see. Hold on a minute. I'm had to go. I'm in the shop. I'm gonna go and find it right now. See if I can find it. No, hold on. Am I?
Yes, I'm here, Miss Williams.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. Oh, okay. That number is 6100791.
So that you say your driver's license number was 6100791. All right, Ms. Williams, verify your date of birth for me.
3rd March 1943, 1943.
Okay, I'm going to ask a few questions here. Are you a U.S. citizen? And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I don't have no problem with it.
Okay, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, and do you consider yourself disabled?
Well, I still go work, but yes, I'm disabled, but I still work.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right, Ms. Williams, what was the highest grade you completed in school?
I completed the 7th grade. That's my mama took me out of school when I was being able to be promoted to the 8th. She took me out of school to cook at home for them, and because they were working in the field, so she took me out of school.
Okay. All right.
I
Well,
went back. I didn't go back to public school, but I did go to night school. I did, but then I had her and my daddy because they were disabled, so then I had to stop going there too.
okay. All right. Well, Ms. Williams, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
That would be fine. I mean, would you know when they're going to deposit?
No, I don't know when. Do you want your benefits direct deposit into
Yes.
your checking account?
Yeah, that would be fine. What I was just saying, would they let you know when they depositing your money in there?
Yes, you're going to receive notification when your if your claim is approved or not. So do you have your routing and account number with you?
No. No. And I was in the shower and I can't get it for you right now. Let's see. I cannot do that. I'm trying to think. It would be in my purse. That's what it would be. It wouldn't be back here. So, is there any way that I can call back and give that number? Because I am totally disabled right now. I just got out of the shower and I'm buck naked. So, I wonder if I could call back and give that number.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Williams, you can, and I will save the process that we've done so far.
Hold on 1 minute. I'm going to put my down thing and run in there and get that account number for you. Hold on 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't know where you were going to call me back when I was going to be in the shower or what. I was trying to get to and get out of there before you called me.
It's okay.
I got to go for therapy.
Sure.
Okay, hold on 1 minute.
And then I
am in class.
I'm impressed by your
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I had a great weekend. How was yours?
Well, I did. We went to church, and I think that was a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
We
oh,
came
yes.
at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was a good weekend. Let's see. Okay. That writing number will be 0622062295.
All right, I have that routing number 0622062295.
Mhm. That's it.
All right, go ahead with that account number, Ms. Williams.
I'm hoping this is gonna be the right one that she got on here. It's got 600-474-392.
And that was 000-474-392?
Uh-huh, 392.
All right, Ms. Williams, would you verify your mailing address for me, please?
6421-6421 D. Ridge Road in Monroeville, Alabama, 36460.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, it would be the same thing.
Okay. And has your address? Go ahead.
Yeah, our mailbox is at the end of the row, so it would be the same address. It would be the same thing.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
No, because we've been here since 2019 of March. We moved here 2019 of March.
All right. And what's a good phone number for your claim?
Well, I'm going to give you this number right here because right now my phone is off right now and I'm going to get it back on probably sometime next month. The number right here is 251-244-0666.
All right, so it's 251-244-0666.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Williams, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And did you work in another state? All right.
No,
and did, all right. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that was not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, I wished I had her.
Okay.
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, but I did have a son and daughter did, but no, I didn't.
All right. And Ms. Williams, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is TRA?
Yes, it's a trade readjustment allowance.
Uh-huh. Is it something like a job or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, is it possible that I could get a job with them or what?
No, this is just a question on the claim. It's asking, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Okay. All right, Ms. Williams, when was the last day you worked?
I think it was the 12th of July. Because I still got my life ticked, so.
The 12th of July?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that's when she laid me off, was in July.
All right, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
All right, do you?
Now, I did have spine. I had spine surgery, but it didn't really stop me from working unless I was going to hurt me real bad. But other than that, I worked as long as she hired me to work, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, the only thing I do, I crochet.
All right. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay. Ms. Williams, are you available? Okay, and are you available to accept full-time work?
Well, yes, I could. Definitely could. Although my husband, he's got to have some surgery, but yeah, he got to have some more back surgery. But yeah, I could work. I could accept full-time work.
All right.
Right now, I could, you know.
Okay, and are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I wish I would.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
All right. And Ms. Williams, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Yeah, my rubber.
Yes, ma'am. How many miles are you willing to travel?
Maybe, okay. Now, like where we live at, I had to go probably about 10 or 12 miles from where we live at. So when I was working at Baby Catfish, I probably had to go about 10 or 12 miles. Might not have been that far. Might have been about 7 or 8 miles.
All right. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Well, then I think I was just only getting $9 something out of there. That's what I was getting there.
All right. And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
A union hiring job?
Yes. Do you work through a union?
Well, no, I didn't. Not at that. At David Catfish, we didn't, but now if I gotten a job like that, I would work. I give up whenever my body says you can't go no longer. But as long as I'm 79 years old, as long as my body says I can go, I'm going to go and I'm going to work. As long as my body can say that I can go, I'm going to work.
Okay, Ms. Williams. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. Do you believe she, do you know she did not? As a matter of fact, I seen one of the girls that work, where I work at, one of the girls, white girl that worked there. She said, look like whenever they be needing somebody to help, you know, because they all the time don't have nobody there all the time, so sometimes they be needing some help.
Mm-hmm.
She said, look like they could hire me back there to work when they be needing somebody, but they don't call me. They don't call me. Mm. I was a dishwasher. They don't call me.
Okay. And that was your job title, dishwasher?
Yeah. Well, I could have been a cook, but I didn't want to be no cook. So, and the kitchen, not no great big kitchen, so I didn't want to get back there. I did not want to be a cook. I just wanted, you know, rather be a dishwasher. So that's what I was, a dishwasher.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation as a dishwasher?
Yeah. If I can get a job doing dishes or frying chicken or whatever, you know, I would take it.
Okay. And who was your last employer, Ms. Williams?
David Catfish. That was the last one. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't believe it. I had not worked. Let's see. I'm trying to see when the last time I did work. I had not worked, I think, since I left from Tennessee. I don't think I worked since I worked and left from Tennessee. And that been back in, that was 2003. We moved back from Tennessee and moved back to Monrovia. I had a job there. And I worked at Boys and Girls Club then, and they worked with the senior citizen people.
Okay.
So I worked with them when I was working. But I had not worked anywhere. I had been looking for some work, but, you know, I couldn't find no work around here then. But then when they started doing a lot of hiring, I put in for a job, and I got one day. I went there, and I filled out an application. And one of the ladies that knew me, she working there, she hired me on in. So I got a job there, and I had worked there going on 2 years, because I had been there over a year. I started in December, and it said this is 2022. I started in 2019, I think, when I started. It was in December. I think that's when I started to work there. So I worked up until this year of July, but I had been working all the time. And we had a young man who was working with us. He was our assistant manager, but he left. Let me see, what was his name? He left. He moved away, and he moved back to where he had came from and got him a better job. So he left. He left this year and went back.
Okay.
He was our assistant manager. Now, if he had been there, he would not let her lay me off like that without hiring me back. But she did, and she hadn't hired me back. So he's not there no more. He was a white guy. He was a young guy. And he didn't try to get rid of none of us if we wanted to come back to work, he'd give you a job back. But, see, he moved away and moved back to New Orleans, so he got a job. So now she's there. She's the one doing the hiring, the lady that owned the place. Karen.
Okay. And that last employer, did they go by a Ross Sadie?
Come at the unemployed place there?
Yes, the restaurant where you work.
I think it was K.R. Now, her name was Karen.
Okay, what was the name of the restaurant?
It was David Catfish. And the man that owned it, Mr. David, he was in the nursing home. And he wanted to come back to the place where he owned it, but they wouldn't bring him back there. So, I mean, he died. He did. He died. He was in the nursing home, but they wouldn't bring him back there.
Mm.
So her and her mama were really the one over the David Catfish. But I think Karen really was the main lady. She was, because she got one there, and she got one in another place. I don't know what it is, sunflower or whatever, but she got one in another place.
All right, so what is the name that shows on your bank statement or your check stub?
You mean my name, like?
No, the name of the company. The company.
The name of the David Catfish?
Yes, because I'm not pulling up a David Catfish, so I'm asking, is it under another name?
It should have been on 84. Hold on a minute. It should have been on 84. Let me see if I got her name on there. Hold on. I don't understand that. Because it should be right on, right where Hutter House. Hutter House on 84. And that's where it should be, right there. I know I got some of the trick stuff. Hold on 1 minute. I'm sorry, I got to have you talk up. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the trick stuff. Let's see. You ever been like that? Be pushed up everywhere and you can't find it. You got to look here, there, everywhere to look, trying to find it.
Okay.
Okay. I find. Okay. Let me run and get my glass. I'll be right back.
Her own free will. She left to protect herself and the rest of us.
How long? I'm trying to find
my
life.
Okay.
Most of Rome Kyle's heart and Harrison's in the process. Good for you.
I'm headed that way right now. I can't see without them glasses sometimes. Sometimes I'm pretty good. Sometimes I can't. Now I got some textiles. It got David Cafe House in Monrovia, Alabama, LLC. Trying to see what this one was. The date was the 5th March, 2022. And this is 5th March, 1922, pay period. It got David Catfish House, Monrovia, PR. David Catfish House in Monrovia. The employer. It got, no, that's just Medicare and Florida stuff. Okay. Now, I don't know what July was. July, let me see. January, February, March, April, May, June, July.
All right, so we have that David's Catfish House, and do you have their phone number?
Yeah, I got their phone number. Hold on, I go get. I tried to keep everything I could about them. And I also got her name to with the phone number. Okay. That's David Catfish House, Karen Hare, H-A-R-E. And that number is Her number is 251-714-3453 and work number 251-575-3460.
Okay, and that's the number we need to the restaurant. So I have 251-575-3460.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Williams, what was your employment start date?
I think my date was, it was December 2019, when I started there. I don't know exactly what day, but I know it was in December.
Of 2019, and when was the last day you worked, Ms. Williams?
The 12th of July, I think. 12th of July, I got...
All right.
Well, and what? I got one the 9 month, 10/22, the 9 month, it's the 8/22. So that one looked like, I got one the 10th month.
Okay. And what city and state was the work performed in?
In Monroeville, Alabama. Okay.
And have you...
Hold on. I got a whole bunch of little receipts right here. Okay, that was the 1st, 15th, 21. And 11/21. Let's see. This one was 11. This one was 21st. 16/21, 10/11/21, and I got one way up the 12th month, 2020. No, that's the 11th month, 19/20/21, 12/23/2020, and 12th month, 21st, and I got 10th month. I got all of these little ones that I had from 11th month and then 22nd, 4th, 22nd, 21, 10th month, 21, 21, the 1st, the 30th, 21. So I started on the 9th. I know it had to be the 19th when I started. 4/21, 5/21, 4/21, 3/21, 3/21, 3/21. 3/21 again, 7/21, 5/21, 5/21, 2/21, 2/21 again, this year, hopefully I get on, 2/21, I'm about to get to the last one.
Okay, so you did start in 2019. It doesn't have like to be the accurate date. I just need that month and the year. So did you start in December of 2019?
Let me see. I'm going to make for sure. 22. Okay. 21. And the 1st and the 21. So let me see. We got one more here. The 5th, 21, 22. So undoubtedly, 1st, 21, 2nd. I don't see 19, so I must be starting here. I'm guessing I got some more. I don't think I have. No. So undoubtedly, these are my only ones I got. So I must have started in 21, December of 21. It had to be when it was, because I don't see none for the 19th. So it had to be the 1st, 9th, 21. That's all I'm seeing. I don't see none for 19. I see 21, 22, 21, 21, 21, 21. That's what I'm seeing. I don't see none 19 unless I looked over. I don't have any more, so I think these are all I got right here. 19, 22.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Mm-mm.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Not anything.
All right. And Ms. Williams, why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
She said that she had to let me go for a while because the work had got slack. But to me, when you pass through that, you still see a lot of cars. And to me, the work is still doing the same thing like we're doing when I was there. It ain't gotten no worse to me. Like me, it just picked up and gotten back the way it was. So that's the only thing I can say, you know. Now, my first job, when I first went to work there, I don't know what date it was, but he don't have no date up there. He just got $73 that might have been during that time when I went to work in December 2019. So it don't have no date. It just got $73.490 SS 114 for state holding. So I think when I went to work during that time, I think I worked about two or three days or something when I first went to work there. That might be when it was when I started, because he only got $73, don't have no date on it. No
date. Okay. All right, so the reason why you're no longer working?
Yeah, because she said that her work had got slack, so she was going to have to lay me off.
And, okay, so you were laid off.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then some more of them, they had gotten them a job somewhere because they weren't able to work either. So they had gotten them a job somewhere else.
All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Now, say that again.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
That'd be fine. That'd be okay.
All right. I have your four-digit temporary PIN number. It is 4243.
Okay, I think I got that number wrote down, but you know what? When I tried to give them that number, they were not accepted when I was calling them. And the lady at the unemployment office gave me that number, and I wrote that number down. Let's see, you said 4342 or 4243?
It's 4243, Ms. Williams.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the number that I tried to get them for when I was calling them. They wouldn't accept that number. So I tried 9142, and they accepted it. But I got it wrote down.
All right. I'm going to go over the closing statements, and we're going to be done.
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification...
752...
Yes, ma'am.
7389?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So, Ms. Williams, you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay. And the internet number is www.labor. Okay.
L-A-B-O-R.
Dot
Alabama. Dot gov.
Okay, Alabama. Dot gov.
Yes, ma'am. And also, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in the loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524.
800-361-4524.
All right, Ms. Williams, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, because I've been doing and explained everything to me. You got me with www.labor.alabama.gov, and you got me 800-361-4524. So I can do it online.
The number that, yes, ma'am. Now, the number that you need to call to file your weekly certification is the 800-752-7389.
Yeah,
that's the number you call every week. The other number, the 800-361-4524, is if you have any questions about your claim.
4524. Okay. I got you.
All right, Ms. Williams, anything else I could help with today?
No. No, you did everything you need to do, and I thank you so much. But now, if I decide to let the money, okay, go into my... checking account. Yeah, I can do it that way, right?
Yes, you can actually call that the 800-361-4524.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could call this number back. I'm sorry. You can call this number back and we'll update your payment information for you.
Okay, well, I think we'll be fine, you know.
Yes, the information you provided, yes, it's you provided a routing number and account number.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that's all then. I hope you have a blessed day and be safe, and I hope you have a good Christmas.
You as well, Ms. Williams. Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day as well.
You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.